Showcase. Yeah, yeah, what up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of SKE Soundcast. As always, I am your humble host, Jackzilla. Thank you for rocking with us once again. It's another beautiful week, y'all. For those of us here in Seoul, I hope you had a good vacation. I hope you had a good long weekend. This is Lunar New Year season here for us. So, you know, a lot of us who work, if we work government jobs or whatever it is, we get time off. So everybody, I hope you had a good holiday. And everybody who's listening, you know, our Korean listeners, I hope you guys had a good time with your family, or ate lots of food and did all that good stuff. Welcome back to another great week. And as always, I have to first introduce to you the co-host, the namesake of the show, my good buddy, our good friend, good brother of mine, Sananu Kofi Opatu. Nanu, say what up, man.
Hi, Jack. How you doing? How's everyone doing? I hope everyone had a great Chinese New Year. I know my boy in China was telling me he had a crazy time, you know, so I hope everyone's having a great time. Jack, once again, you know me, how you know my standard line. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, you know, since, you know, you've blessed me with this opportunity. You let me be on air.
Absolutely.
You know, Jack always likes to rub in the fact that he has the power, which is great, Jack, you know, but I got the switch. That's great.
What switch you got, bro? As far as I remember, I'm the one who hits the record button every day.
Jack, I got the kill switch.
Oh, you do? Okay. Where is it at?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it at? What was that laugh, yo? You wish you Count Chocula now, man?
You're going to learn today, Jack.
All right, we'll see. Anyway, what you got ready for us today, man?
Hey, man, I got, like you said, it's actually a very interesting episode because we got another live segment in which, you know, I get trashed as usual and they trash my musical choices, which is actually quite good. I enjoy the fact, you know, that sometimes the fools need to question the wise man's judgment. But that's great. I don't really mind that, you know. I mean,
we didn't trash all of them, right? We didn't trash all of them this time.
I think they trashed all of them, to be honest, if I recollect. I mean, but it's great. It's great that we have... We're incorporating the fact that we get other people to come and give their views on my musical excellence. If they hate it, they hate it. I mean, sometimes not everyone's not gonna like everything, you know. That's, you can't really hate on that. That's something that you have to just, you know, build. That's that, you know. And then constructive criticism is always welcome. I love when you criticize it. So, but you know,
it's okay.
Yeah, but let's start off, Jack. We're gonna do two tracks first. We're going to do a DMX featuring Cisco, What These Women Want.
Classic.
Exactly, you know. And the second track is actually off the new mixtape, New Jet Life, Currency, featuring Jadakiss, Clear. The bars on this. I mean, I'm not a fan of Currency, as you guys know. I've documented the fact that I'm a real fan of Currency, but I do love some of the songs he does. And Jada... Top 5 that are alive. You cannot hate on Jada. Please listen to the bars from Jada on this song. In fact, you can even skip the Currency part, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
actually,
right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a nice song.
Thank
I ain't
you.
Gonna hate on him that much. But yeah, you know, that's the first segment. And then we're gonna get into it, Jack. We're gonna get into it. Are you ready, Jack? You ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to get, let's get
All
it.
Let's
man.
Go.
Yeah, man. Cisco.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga?
Know what I'm saying?
What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, cocoa puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fucks with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy tight, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life.
Right?
So what is it you want from a nigga?
What?
I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch,
I blazed you, you blazed me.
Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever test. Better than all the rest. I'm like, alright, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
She wants from a nigga. What these bitches want from a nigga?
Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookies. Oh, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, LaToya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana, and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you here. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
I
think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. To some cats, that nigga's the shit, and that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend. Put it in, dig deep.
Territory, everybody got a price. Indecent proposal, the money to have people at your disposal. Bitch, wake up to her nose full and sneak out on old dude. He been on the moves, but he played it cool, knowing better than to trust a bitch, even though she was with him back when he began hustling. Had a tucking greyhound, busting all types of other shit. Know how that old game loop a younger bitch. Same thing, lose a younger bitch. Speed kills and them newer cats is mad quick. Survival of the fittest, niggas need to join the gym. Grimes lightweight, homie, been lifting. International audio dope distributing. Five-star restaurant with my house shoes on. Like the John of a Don, stay out my way from here on. Real nigga, let me make it as clear as my windows. If it ain't about no paper, we can't deal with you. If you hating, we can find some ways to deal with you. Real nigga, let me make that as clear as my windows. If it ain't about no paper, we can't deal with you. If you hatin', we can find some ways to deal with you.
Yo, yeah. Thug, but you be around the stars, mad nervous. You ain't got enough bars, bad service, no reception. claim to be real, that's your perception. It ain't all skill, it's all perfection. I'm the best in. Let me make that as clear as my windows. It's deeper than rap. Niggas know I handle my business. Before the trial even start, I handle the witness. Either way, niggas gon' get it. From sunshine till the storm hit it. I'm out here, hands on with it. And I don't love the money, I just get along with it. Turn soft white into hard dough. Bad bitch on a jet watching Argo. That's what it calls for, we can all go. I'm just making it clear so that you all know, nigga.
Hello, real nigga, let me make it as clear as my windows. If it ain't about no paper, we can't deal with you. If you hatin', we can find some ways to deal with you. Real nigga, let me make that as clear as my windows. If it ain't about no paper, we can't deal with you. If you hatin', we can find some ways to deal with you. Yeah.
And we're back. Once again, I'm taking the limelight from Jack. You know, I'm slowly doing that because you're not placing Jack in your old age home, ladies and gentlemen, very soon. You won't be able to visit Jack on weekdays from on Wednesdays from 7 to 9 and at night. You can bring him some kimchi, some mandu, some, you know, some food. But make sure the food is really soft because Jack is using dentures these days, so he has teeth.
You know, that's actually really good for my diet, actually. Kimchi, mandu, and all of that. I like that. That's good stuff. Thank you. Actually, you know what? That would be really good. That would be a really good gift for me. Anybody who wants to buy me kimchi mandu, go for it. I like, for those of you who don't live in Seoul, mandu is dumpling. So if you want to buy me, you know, dumpling stuff with kimchi, I'm all for it. Thank you, Nanu. That's so thoughtful of you, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, young
Jack, how many times do you need to understand that I care about you, Jack? Like, Jack, I want to make sure that you, listen, Jack, I want to make sure you enjoy the rest of your life in comfort, because you ain't got much time left. I mean, you've lived
I know it's not even really
ready.
That you, I know it's not even really that you care about me, it's that you owe me, and that's cool. You know, I know you owe me for allowing you to touch the microphone, so I'm, yeah, whatever, man, I'm about that. I mean, I'm about whatever you got to do to pay me back. It's cool. It's really cool. So,
Jack, owe me.
Let's
Jack,
go
let me
ahead.
Tell you something.
Nah, don't tell me
nothing.
Tell me about these songs.
No, listen, Jack. Look here, once you wash the old wax out your ears and listen to me very carefully as I make the statement.
I'm good, Jack, and I'm listening to you, son.
Jack, I respect you.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're a very valuable, listen, you're a very valuable human being. And out of the respect I have for you, when you pass away, I'm going to donate your organs to research, especially your brain.
Actually, I have it on my license. I have organ donor on my card already, so I really don't need you to do that. So I'm sure you can find other ways to show that you value and respect me.
Damn mandu yourself. That's you want mandu, you buy your damn self.
Anyway, if anybody would like to buy me some kimchi mandu, I'm all about that. All right, so now
yeah, let's talk about this music, please. Yeah, man. Okay, the first track, Jack. I don't even know what to say, but I know. I'm gonna make a confession, gentlemen, ladies. I know what DMX is talking about. I know what he's talking about. I can relate to what DMX is talking about. I've been in that situation whereby I was just asking, what do you even want from me? And I'm gonna justify that statement before you guys say, oh, Nani's so arrogant. The sex symbol things, he's on another level. I'm not saying what I'm saying is that I have often wondered why beautiful women like Nani. And I'm not saying.
I've often wondered why women like.
Wait, Jack. I know you're gonna say something, but I'm gonna give you an opportunity to insult me as much as you want. Just let it breathe.
Then I'll take my
time. Let it marinate. Okay. Now, I mean, I've been in positions where I look at a beautiful woman, and there are a few beautiful women that I've met in Seoul. Even the girl I was dating. I mean, you know, beautiful, beautiful woman. And I used to look at her like, damn. Did I win the lotto or something? You know, I respect you know. Adore them so much. I just think God blessed me, and I think, you know, I think I just love women. I think God is great, and I'd like to say amen to all the beautiful women in my life and the beautiful women that will come in the future. Amen. Okay, Jack.
No, I mean, I said everything I wanted to say. I've always wondered what these girls want from you too, but You know, I'm just happy that you often can find some woman that wants something. I just wish you could find that one woman, but that day will come too, my friend.
Hey, man, when that day comes, Jack, you know you're going to be... I can't wait. No, you're too old to be my best man. You'll be someone. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll be one of the old... I don't know, you totally lost your joke. But you're too old, Jack, to be my best man. I'm just thinking of where I could put you in the wedding procession. I'm trying to think of something, Jack.
I don't need to be in the wedding procession. I'm the godfather that gets his ring kissed on the day of the wedding, so everybody comes and they ask me for favors. You seen that? You know what I'm saying? You know Mario Puzo, you know what I'm saying, the story? All right, whatever. Anyway.
Jack, that's not going to... Jack, stop it.
Currency featuring Jadakiss, clear.
Yes, that track, come on, you can't even... Like, I'm lying. I can't hit on Currency on that track. Even though Jadakiss clearly outbought him, outshined him, Jada's that dude. He's been consistent. Jack, no mentioning any other members of the Lox and your disregard for them today. But Jadakiss... Spits a hot fire, you know what I mean? Jadakiss should have been the one, instead of Dylan from the band, who said, who's the hottest rapper? It should have been Jadakiss. That's, I have so much respect for Jadakiss lyric.
All right, I mean, because Jadakiss is right. I got respect for Jada too. He's the second best out of the Lox. Styles P being the best. And we don't need to mention the other one, like you
stop,
said.
Stop, Jack.
You said don't mention them, so I'm obliging you and your taste and your choice in rappers. I won't mention the third one, but let's just say Styles P is the best. Jadakiss is number two, and then there's a third one. So I won't mention the other one. Just you asked me not to mention him. I won't mention him.
Hey, why you mention the fact that you're gonna mention the fact the person so much? Let it go, Jack.
I didn't move mention on. Him. That's all. So yeah.
So Jadakiss,
anyway, the song is dope. In fact, I want to go ahead and say the mixtape is dope. Like, I enjoyed the whole mixtape, actually. So if you don't have the new Jet Life mixtape by Currency, I recommend it. Go get it.
Let me ask you a question, Jay. Did you like the track you did with Juicy J?
No. No, I can say that. But I like the mixtape as a whole. All right, listen. You know, because this is my thing about Currency. Currency is not the most lyrical rapper around, right? But he creates a mood around his songs that makes me entertains me, and that makes me actually want to listen to it. I think this is the best mixtape he's done since Covert Coup, the one he did. I think Alchemist produced that one. Like, this was the best mixtape he did since then. And I really enjoyed it. I don't know. Like, I enjoyed the beat, the mood, and everything. Every rapper he has on there is not an all-star rapper. I can say that for sure. It's not all-star MCs. But Currency did his thing. I mean, Currency does what he does. Talks about cars, weed, jet life, girls, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he talks about the same thing in almost every single song. But it's kind of like the mood. So, like, it's background music for me. It's nothing for me to really sit down and bob my head to lyrically. But it's good background music for me as I'm working or whatever, chilling. It's a good mood to it. I respect the CD for that. Anyway, so Nano, are you ready to let them hear the discussion, the round table that we've had, the SKE Live Part 2? Are you ready for this?
You mean the roast of Nanu number 2? Ah, whatever. You
know, One of these days, we're actually going to have a segment called Roast Nanu, and it's just all going to be about you. Like, one of these
I'm
days.
Not, I'm not going to, trust me, Jake, I won't be present for that, because... you know that's gonna happen. You know what I mean? You know, but it's all love. I mean, I got respect for each and every person who joins the public hangout. I mean, I respect them. I may not agree with their opinions about certain things, you know, and definitely about their intelligence level. But I respect them. I mean, I can't hate on them. But let's introduce the songs initially.
Yeah, let us know what songs are we going to review today?
Yeah, you know. Well, yeah, but people, before you listen to the hangout, listen to these songs. And these songs aren't that bad. Maybe one of them is trash. But I just can't believe they killed all these songs. First song was Classified. One of my favorite MCs is from Canada, featuring Raekwon and Kniver from D12. The track is called I Only Say It Because It's True. The second track is by Joey Badass, featuring Smoke, DZA, and Big Crit, Underground Airplay. And that was my favorite song, actually. That was my favorite song on the podcast, but they killed that, so I ain't gonna say nothing else. And the last song, the song I thought would be the most controversial, was Sci-Hi, The Prince, Kickback. And they just, they killed that song too. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even like these people anymore. You know, I hope Anna Kemper, I hope Anna Kemper and Pinnacle and Will, and even those young boys, I hope they all slip on some ice in Seoul this week. And then, you know, they hurt themselves. That's all I must say.
And why are you, any death why on you them, so disrespectful?
I want to live. What?
You're so disrespectful. Why are you so disrespectful?
Yes, they are so disrespectful.
No, I'm saying you're being so disrespectful to our guests. Why are you being so disrespectful to our guests, bro?
First of all, they're not even our guests anymore. They're like the unwanted family at the cookout. That's what they are.
I want them around. I enjoy their company.
Of course you do, Jack. Of course you love it because you get your backup. You got people backing you up and spanking your ass every time you say something mean about them. So yeah, of course you love it.
Nah, whatever. All right, everybody, let's go ahead and listen to these three tracks. Then we're gonna get into SKE Live. See y'all in a minute.
No love for Prodags, the wheels is old mags. Factory joints, I sit back in gold glasses. Count mine out on the grind, slow motion. Blunts lit, guns is big, strong noses. Drinking Don Julio, playing spades. Got my knife out, chopping through duffel bags of haze. Packing money, talking shit, watching Netflix, vibing. My bitch is a Grecian, 4-5 beside me. You know the drawer full of that cocaine. 10,000 square feet of lab, yeah. I live with a cold flame. Yeah. My nickname is Cassius, ass is Jurassic.
What up, man?
Black cards, wet clips, you classic.
That's right.
Know me from where the drugs be flown in. It's like Medellin here. You might get left in the cold wind. Bloodline is gangster, you niggas is wankers. We kill for real, real. Keep it moving and drink this.
I can never hate a man for being himself. I wish you nothing but the best. Through sickness and health, through the battles and the travels and everything else, I call it how I see it. Yeah, best believe I only say it 'cause it's true.
It's so real.
No need to sugarcoat it. We only say it 'cause it's true.
Live good, eat well, classify well.
Yeah. Don't care whose eyes are on me, I'll enroll my dirty laundry. I try to keep it classy, they try to say it's raunchy. They call me bald, honky, eyebrows like Sean Connery. But either way, I get the thumbs up like Fonzie. All the way across seas, to the Long Beach palm trees, to the New York concrete, there ain't a place beyond reach. I'm planting seeds and my crop finally started growing. I learned the art of rap, you learn the art of choking. You'll never see this artist frozen like the Arctic Ocean. With every bar I've spoken, I put my heart and soul in. I'm too intelligent to sell you thin and dumb it down. They try to shut me up, but every show I shut it down. How's that work? I go all out, I'm all in the jungle late night, burning my stripes, digging my claws in. I'm a tiger that's been brought up in a lion's den, but I'm still the product of my environment.
I can never hate a man for being himself.
Nah.
I wish you nothing but the best through sickness and health, through the battles and the travels and everything else. I call it how I see it, yeah, best believe I only say it 'cause it's true.
It's so real.
No need to sugarcoat it. We only say it 'cause it's true.
Look good, eat well.
Conniver, stop.
They said we 12 was a joke until we reached a million. Did it two more times, they sick we in the building. Can't stop momentum, no matter what, yo, we kill them. Love to ODB, D12 is for the children. Can't knock, Canavas only speaking the doctrine. From the prophet's point of view, that'll only strengthen your conscience. Still enjoy when the bad chicks in my boxes and hit the king off with some monster that is proper. Can't snap out of my ghetto ways. A product of my environment, Fords and Chevrolets. And still manage to get caught up with a metal spray. Cemetery where cold bodies and rose petals lay. It's all the same, worldwide. So if the Henny gets swallowed back with a chaser, holler back with your paper. That's the only way they gonna hear you. Better yet, feel you. Real recognized, real in class. It's looking real familiar. Real familiar.
Notice your brother right here, Ray Vaughn, the chef, nigga.
The show.
It's so real. Make it happen, you heard? 100.
Never hate a man for being himself. I wish you nothing but the best through sickness and health, through the battles and the travels and everything else. I call it how I see it, yeah, best believe I only say it 'cause it's true. No need to sugarcoat it, we only say it 'cause it's true.
Ciao.
What you looking at? I'm with the crooked pack. Don't throw, we broke booking back. Know where my line is, where the hook is at. One punch line, I'll shine before I show them where the hook is at. Where you at? Pro era info, you can book this at. We snap noses, don't forget where the book is at. Brown skin, curly hair, tell them J Book is back. I be too big, insane in the membrane from the empire. But I keep my mind in the pen state. Niggas wanna know how I keep my pen straight, damn straight. How they tryna write up for my template? Based off they sentences, that they ain't got good penmanship. Shit that get you clapped like an assembly. And that's all that I was sent to say. Let's get it off of a sober, try to censor me. They provoked an immense intense to me. Niggas thought they could relax, but look tense to me. That's all that I was sent to say. Let's get it off of a sober, try to censor me. They provoked an immense intense to me. Niggas thought they could relax, but look tense to me.
I walk around Harlem blocks, pockets full of knots. Niggas try to jock, cause I smoke the best pot. Road trips, I let my young chick rock, hold a work for a nigga, slide at the rest stop. Hungry like a nigga fresh out, sipping medicated punch somewhere decked out. Scribble my name, extra name out, fuck off me, turpentine, you get the stain out. Nigga, my name ring bells from Wellington to Belgium. You get your passport stamped seldom. Fuck around, kid, you're welcome. Wash them up before the bell rung. Fuck your premonitions. My proposition to the opposition is get down and lay down and pop up missing. George Kush when it's warm, fine. Money on your head, nigga, change your mind.
Shit, ain't let me rock, whoa. Let me rap a taste. We cut them corners like stone until they evaporate. I had to break, no longer dancing by the rhythm of blood absorption of sucker smoke. Fuck it, I had to kill them, you know. Niggas ain't fucking with cinematic. Half these niggas ain't even average. How easy the word classic gets taught to rhyme. But fuck them critics, I do this shit here for the underground. Bubble hotter than molten lava that burn they summertime. Itty bitty titty sucker, what them hoes you claim you fucking? I'll up on my jock again, I get around like Pac and them. Slapping sushi, roll ties with teriyaki paint. I chopstick cut them some intro the dragon. Showing up. Locals, the grasshoppers is plenty. They peak my technique but can never ever beat the sensei. Shogun, climb a nigga, I know some. Word of son, I crush they vertebrae. My verbal play can weigh a ton. Elephant bit in the room. They can't decipher for the life of many biters that challenge us how we still consume. Ciphers of so many writers and like us are surely doomed. A king remembered in time, I thought you knew. Bish. For the underground. For the underground. For the underground.
And just kick back, kick back, kick back, kick
back. Yo, KD, give me my black card, man. Hookers for everybody. Shots for everybody.
Yeah.
DJ Holiday.
Okay.
Side of Prince. It's the kickback, baby. It's the party, man.
We had the kickback.
Yeah.
We had the kickback. We had the kickback. Bring a six pack.
What you say?
We had the kickback.
So
we
strong.
Had the kickback.
You know, I got some rich niggas above.
Who trying to make it?
Let's get it.
My nigga, bring some reefer and some brews. Shout it, I just called up Tamika and the crew. She gon' tell Renisha, Angelica, gon' tell Keisha. But don't tell that bitch Molly, fuck it, tell her too. I got some white chicks flying in from LSU. If your girl come and tell that bitch, she better not tell her dude. She like Prince, that's hella rude. Okay, tell her cool. We just need a couple hoes to help prepare the food. Hold on, baby, what up, fool? Y'all coming through. Nigga, bring a bottle. And them pretty bitches on your team who love to swallow. You high as hell, we high as heaven. Fly to death, 9-11. Porsche Carrera, 97. With the stash spot, you can't find a weapon. Real talk, I hate the club. Plus, I don't feel like buying a section. But soon as I hang up with this bro, I'ma send y'all directions. I told Will to bring some weed. This nigga only bought a 7. Hold on, let me call you back. Then my partner, Devin.
Bring some shit, you know what I'm saying? I got like one ginger ale. I mean, they're cold, though.
Nah, for real, seriously.
some big titties, but they ass are small. I'm for real, why you laughing, dawg? Nigga, let me hit you back. I gotta grab this call. Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Who is this?
Yo, man. Fucking,
who is this?
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to those three songs that were selected by Nanu for the SKE Live segment. I'm sure we're going to have some interesting opinions about it. I got some of my own, but I'm going to leave it to the crowd. You know, I usually give Nanu enough grief from me, so this time I'm going to leave it to the crowd. First up, let's introduce who we have on the panel this week. I guess starting on G-Chat from my left to my right, we're going to start with Anna. What up? Thank you for coming back.
No problem. It's Anna from Planet Hustle.
Word up, word up. Next, we have some up-and-coming young artists here in Seoul. Why don't y'all fellas introduce yourselves?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? This is the Rickies. I'm 2 or 2.5 for the Rickies.
I'm Bangs right here, man.
Right here. That's how he doing it. I'm right here, bro. I'm right here, man. There it is. All right, next, we have another man who needs no introduction. Good, sir.
What's going on? This is Pinnacle the Hustler from Planet Hustle.
What up? I'm going to give you a chance for a free drop. What you got coming up on Monday, man?
Monday, we having on a Night Vibe radio show, TBS EFM, we having a Valentine's Day special where we're going to do like a love connection thing. You know what I'm saying? We got a bachelorette, and three contestants for each one. And this is going to be just a ridiculous show. And then on Friday, I'm going to plug that. Friday, Club Naked, mixtape release party. That shit is going to be crazy. We got 24 bottles of free liquor to go through. 24 bottles.
Y'all heard that, 24 bottles. So go get drunk. That's it. Go get drunk. Don't get too drunk. You might end up brain dead like Nanu and have bad taste in music. All right, but next up, last but definitely not least, we got my man Will King.
What's good, Will King? I go by the name of Mitchell Ness, Fiction Based Entertainment. Salutations.
All right, there it is. So this is your panel for today, everybody. But yeah, first we're going to get into the first track that was Classified featuring Raekwon and Kanaiva. I only say it because it's true. All right, so I'm going to start with you, Nanu, because I never usually start with you. I never really care what you got to say. So just to show you love on this fine day, I'm going to start with you, brother. What's up? What do you think of that track, man?
Thank you, Jack. Actually, I love that track. Cause, I mean, Raekwon was on a Kanaiva. I always thought Kanaiva was a very dope spitter. He was part of D12. I don't even know if D12 was still together or not. Like, that's just a very interesting question. I mean, but yeah, I love that track. Classified's from Canada. I've listened to Classified for a while now. His last album, he did a dope track with Joe Budden. So, man, I liked him. And I heard his new track. It's a new track because he's got a new album coming out in 2013. And this one is with Raekwon, The Chef. I love The Chef. I think The Chef is dope. And any track the Chef gets on, I think, and it has a dope beat. And I like the bars, too. I'm very into the lyrics sometimes. Sometimes not, but with this track, I thought it was pretty dope, pretty lyrical.
Word up. Anna, what you think of the first one?
It was all right. I liked the second verse, but that was it.
You seem rather unimpressed by this whole thing, by this track. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, but there wasn't anything about it that really, like, piqued my interest besides the second verse.
It wasn't really that memorable.
Talking about the track with Classified, if I may add my opinion, I won't say I really liked it or I loved it. I will not exactly say it's memorable also, but I could stomach it, you know what I mean? I mean, it was decent. Do I feel that he needed to add The Chef there to sell records? Perhaps. I don't know.
I guess I kind of liked the track. I liked the beat. It was, of the three tracks that we just played, I can say it was possibly one of my favorite joints. But I mean, who am I? Who am I? I don't have the musical taste, the musical selection of Sananu Kofi Apatu. I guess that's why y'all like me better than him. So, anyway, next track, Joey Badass featuring Smoke Dizza and Big Crit, Underground Airplay.
Oh my God.
Oh man. All right, Will. I'm gonna hit you. Will, I'm gonna hit you first.
Oh my God, I am so embarrassed to be from New York right now. That shit was booty ass cheeks. What did I write here? This is exactly what I wrote. I wrote ass, repetitive, corny, nothing positive. I'm like, it's a problem with a lot of New York artists right now. It's like everybody still feel the need to be tough. You know, I'm like, dude, it's like just saying the same shit over and over, trying to change it up. It's like, you're not saying anything, dog. Some of us are actually conscious of what people saying. And Joey Badass is just talking about the hood. I'm like, me personally, I'm over that. I'm from the hood. I don't want to hear that shit no more, man. I'm going to fuck up. You feel me? So I was not feeling that track.
All right, well, let me ask you this really quickly about Joey Badass. If you compare Joey Badass to a lot of the other young rappers that are coming out of New York right now, wouldn't you say that he's kind of, I would say, one of the candle bearers for the young generation of New York MCs?
I would say that. You get what I'm saying? That's why he's not on my playlist either. You know what I mean?
Explain that.
Yeah, I'm going to say, it's an opinion, right? It is what it
is.
I'll give you a quick example. A lot of y'all may sit and love Jay-Z. I don't like Jay-Z. I think he stole everything out of Biggie's mouth, and I'm tired of hearing somebody talk about how much more money they got than me. You know? However, I might go back and be like, all right, cough up a lung where I'm from, Marcy, son. Ain't nothing nice. You get what I'm saying? It's just that, like, people are not being themselves in music these days. Just what's hot. You know what I'm saying? Let's go with that. You know, and to me, Joe, I feel he's better than what he portrayed on this track. It was just, like I said, I listened to the lyrics. It just seemed too repetitive. He was saying the same thing, running around the same. You wasn't making no point to me.
Okay. Thank you very much, Will. That was really, really nice of you. Thank you.
All right, Nano, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and entertain us with your ignorance, bro? Go ahead.
I will entertain you with my ignorance. I thought that I liked that song because, number one, it was three rappers, Will, not just one. But thank you for counting just one person. Now, secondly, I like lyricism, and I think Joey Badass is one of the best young lyricists in rap right now. There's not too many young rappers who actually make sense when they rap. You're talking about bitches and bitches and bitches. Sometimes we're tired of hearing about that. Sometimes you want to hear clever punchlines. He reminds me of a young Big L, to be honest.
What?
And I hope. I hope he gets to that level. I honestly hope he gets to that level.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Hold on.
Why?
You not hear this bullshit?
I said wait, young. Wait. No.
Disrespect to the dead.
No, that's not the truth. Calm down. What's the question?
Yeah. Nanu, can you tell me three punchlines that he said in his verse?
Right now, off top? I can't do that right now, to be honest.
Well, then,
what the fuck
you talking about?
Can I tell you why, though? Can I tell you why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm still traumatized by the insults that were going on while I was listening to the song. You know, you guys have been verbally abusing me on the side, trying to act all slick and shit. Now, moving on. Let me make my point.
Uh-huh.
Now, Joey Badass, I said Joey Badass, he reminds me of, I didn't say he's as good, I just said he reminds me of it. I'm talking about the hunger he has to rap. That reminds me of Big L when Big L, because I listened to a lot of Big L back in the day, like really, really early Big L. It reminds me of that hunger, that lyrical hunger. That's what I meant. I didn't say he was on the same level. Will, fix your face. Now anyway, you know what I mean? Now, as I was saying, now as for Big Crit always spits bars.
Big Crit murdered him, man. He did.
I'm not saying Joey Badass is the best rapper on that song. I never said that. I'm just saying that song.
You just said he's one of the best lyricists.
No, young lyricists coming out of New York.
No, you saying of this generation.
Yes. No. Okay, fine. Let's be honest. Give me five. How old is Joey? He's like 19, right? 19, 17, 19. Right?
Age don't matter.
No. I'm talking about young rappers.
Age don't matter.
Of course it does. What are you talking about? It does though, because no. Of course it matters. Wait. That's not true. That's a lie, guys. Because there's a difference between youth and experience. Someone who's experienced is usually better. Yes or no?
Not necessarily. No. Okay.
When you listen to it, hey, big lyrically, Big Crit is better than Too Short.
Say that again.
Lyrically, Big Crit is better than Too Short.
Understatement of the year.
I don't even know.
Too Short got like 38 albums.
But Too Short has way more experience than Big Crit and a lot more clout, right?
But we always talk about skill too. But we can also use skill. But you can also argue skill level as well.
All right, anybody else? Anna, rookies, any one of y'all got something to say?
I agree with Pinnacle and Will. That shit was horrible.
I'm a fan of Joey Badass. I think he's all right. I like his music. But usually, honestly, I don't know much of his music, his solo music. Like I didn't get the 1999 mixtape. I've heard some of the tracks off of it. It was pretty good, but I'm a big fan of him. Like when he's on there with any of the TDE cats like Ab Soul, like I mean, the tracks are dope, but I mean, I don't know. I like Joey Badass. Nah, next song, Sci High the Prince, The Kickback. I'll start with this one. I saw Sci High, and I saw Sci has a homeboy, another MC, Donis, if y'all know Donis. Sci High and Donis used to be really popular in the underground scene back in Atlanta when I lived there, man. And so I'm kind of so about Sci High the Prince. Like I know where he came from, and I've seen him do a lot better than he did on this song. Like I don't know, Sci High has much more potential than what he showed on this song. I personally think his homeboy Donis is better, but if I have to look at this song, not comparing it to any other track, this song was trash. This song was straight garbage, and I personally would not put it in my in my playlist at all. I don't know why Nanu decided to throw this up on the playlist. It belonged on last week's playlist, on the Ratchet playlist. Like it should not have been. I don't know. That's just Nanu's thing. Nanu always likes to throw one curveball on the show that pisses me off, and he officially, congratulations, Nanu. You officially did that. But anyway, this time I actually want to start with the rookies, because you know I remember I'm not calling your music ass. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that your song, the subject matter reminds me. It's like party songs and all of that kind of thing. This is why I'm going with that. So. Your last video that I saw from you guys was kind of a party track, so I'm gonna go to you first and tell me, like, from your opinion, since I don't know, tell me from your opinion what y'all think.
In my opinion, or can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
barely. You gotta speak up or get closer to the mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you a little better. Yeah,
better.
I honestly, I'm not gonna call that dude ass, because I mean, I've like you said, I have seen him do like better shit as far as like rap and lyrical wise. I'm gonna watch him on the BET Awards when Kanye burned the whole good music out, and Sci High the Prince, he did one of the best besides him, Common, and Big Sean. Like I was saying that he was good too. So as far as that video, I mean, that shit could be better. That whole movie scene, that was stupid. I ain't really get that. Like as far as that part, I had already turned it off. As far as lyrical wise, like I know he could do better, but I'm not gonna say he's trash, because I know like.
Will. Nah, you know what? Let's go to Anna. I'm going to go to Anna. What you think? I got to skip Thank Will you. Sometimes. Will will talk for like 3 days.
We did a dissertation and from he'll Will.
Will will give you like 30 different synonyms for the word ass. Ass, right. Booty, butt cheeks, butthole, anus, colon.
Nanu.
All right, Anna, go ahead.
I've seen him do better also. So I'm not going to judge him just off this song, but this song, like, if y'all hadn't made me listen to it, I wouldn't have gotten through like 35 seconds of it. It was there. I hated the beat. I don't know what it was about that fucking like Candyland type beat. I hated that shit. And it just wasn't talking about anything that I want to hear. Like, you know, I'm past like partying and hood music and shit. I would like to hear something that has to do with real life.
Or, like Bands Make a Dance?
Yeah, like Bands Make a Dance. Exactly. Hey, that's talked about that last week, Nanu. You don't need to go.
Yeah, that's a real part of Anna's life. Bands to Make Her Dance, I'm saying.
Wow.
But go ahead.
Wow. Really? Again? Yeah.
Go ahead. You brought it up. You said that you liked that song.
I'm stop being the only girl on this panel.
All right.
You're not the only girl. You got Nanu in here.
Ben's making do something totally different.
Shots fired. Okay.
Ben's making ass. Hey, come anyway, on. I need Jason here to find the picture.
Y'all just shut me down with jokes.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Anna. Hey, y'all, look. Nah. We got to treat Anna better. We got to treat Anna better. We had my girl a little mini birthday party yesterday. She was the first one to come in on crutches. The first one, thank you. I got to show her love. So thank you so much, Anna. I got to show you more. Is there anything else you want to say?
Just that I could see this song being a soundtrack for one of Nanu's late nights up in Club Naked with his face planted in somebody's ass. Wow. But aside from that, nah, I'm good.
Wow. That sounds like something I knew would get into. And, sir, Mr. The Hustler, is there anything you have to say, Mr. The Hustler?
About the Saha the Prince joint?
Yeah.
I think that I actually liked the video. The reason being is because as soon as it came on, it captured my attention. Like, as soon as it started, I was like, oh, what's this? You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that they did quick cuts from one scene to the next, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was colorful, like it was, and then the setting I thought was dope, man. It seemed like, I saw chicken wings in boxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people just bringing in liquor, like, I mean, that's just how we do. Y'all know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? You go to the corner store, you get a couple bottles, you go to your boy house, somebody gonna order some chicken, some pizza, some shit, and you gonna kick it all night, right?
Word.
That's what I liked about it. But the thing is, like, the song was just so garbage. Like, he wasn't saying shit. And then the skit in the middle, I thought the skit was cool, but it just went on too long. But I like seeing stuff in music videos where it's like a break from the norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see something that's going to make me say, oh, I haven't seen nothing like this before. Oh, this is keeping my attention. Because, I mean, I'd be quick to hit the related videos button on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I thought it was cool. I thought the concept was cool. It was just terrible execution.
I'm gonna go to Nanu next, and then I'm gonna let Will shut him down. All right, go ahead, Nanu.
Actually, the reason I chose the song, Jack, was to mess with you. You know what I mean, I always have one song that will mess with you, and I'm not even a fan of Saha the Prince. There was one track he did with Yellow Wolf and Big Crit. That was when I actually started listening to him, and he's a much better artist than the song. This song isn't the best subject matter. The video is actually very dope. I like the video a lot. But it's just a song to get conversation going, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because
he was not thinking about getting no damn conversations going.
No. I'm talking about, listen carefully. Let me speak, please. Let me address this because it's actually funny that one day that, you know, artists, we judge artists basically off one song sometimes without listening to their other work. That's one of the saddest things, because you hear a bad song from someone, you're like, you're never gonna listen to him again, and you miss out on so much. That was my point.
Hey, can I respond to that?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you something that Anna told me a little while ago. We was having this we had this discussion about work to do. And at the time I made that song, I thought it was like one of the best songs I had made. I was like, man, this shit is dope. I think I should save it for when I do like an official album. But that wasn't going to be for like another year or so later. Anna was just like, she was like, fuck it. Put that shit out and then make something even better. Right? Point is this. Work to Do, I personally think Work to Do is a really good song. And I wouldn't put it out if it wasn't a good song. And I feel like, if somebody judges you off of something that you put out that isn't very good, then rightfully so. Don't put out no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, put out something good and it makes something better. I mean, like, the age we live in, actually, it don't even matter, like, matter of fact, what year it is. There's always been competition. You know, always will be competition. And if you don't put your best foot forward every single time you put something out, then you don't deserve to get new fans.
Is it my turn yet? It's not new?
I don't think we want you to have a turn, to be honest. You know what
I mean? All right, go ahead, Will.
To be honest.
All right, real talk. I'm going because I was actually making notes. This was the opposite of entertaining. I was bored. It was like they was in the studio and just decided, all right, we drunk and bored. Let's press record. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, I mean, this dude, you're right. And I agree with freaking on Pinnacle. It's like if you invest in your music and you're a top tier artist, you know, you're not supposed to put out garbage. You know what I mean? I personally, right. If you're gonna go ahead and put music out, I didn't even like the video. I didn't. I'm sorry. I can't say I agree with you because the simple fact that I direct music videos, you know what I'm saying? I know the preparation it takes to go into those things. You know what I'm saying? And it just seemed like they was bored one day and decided, hey, let's just do it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, why should I invest my time to listen to this garbage? It was garbage. You know, just because they on a major label of good music don't mean they're hot. The same way artists could have one bad song. Guess what? They could have one good song. And then when Kanye brought it out, that could have been that one good song. Personally, like, I'm not impressed. I got to hear something else. That's it.
All right. Anybody else? Anything? Rookies, y'all got anything to say about that? He's talking about young MCs.
I feel like a lot of people like different shit. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you got to do to get to where you need to, where you're trying to get to is what you're going to have to do because that's all you know. So I'm saying like our type of music, we got the party type like y'all said. And like we just trying to attract the people that's our age in high schools and colleges because that's what they like.
But also though, when it comes to that, like, because I mean, since I'm only 19 though, but I've been rapping since I was 9, so I pulled that 10-year card quick. So I mean, I'm not going to be
you're
like,
a vet,
oh,
son.
Shut up. Don't say that. Don't say that. No. 10-year-old, really 9-year-old.
Let him finish.
I'm being honest though. So me, as far as like that whole I don't put like my music category in the party shit because I mean it's times when I could be lyric as fuck, my breath could be lyric as fuck, and my breath at home could be lyric as fuck. But at the same time, it's like I look at it like Cassidy and Meek Mill. You can be lyric as fuck, but a lot of people don't want to hear that shit. I'm not saying dumb your shit down, but if you're trying to get to where you want to be at, like sometimes you have to just do what a person likes.
Still, so you gotta sell your soul. You gotta sell your soul, right?
No,
basically.
Hey,
you know, I have no comment on that.
Never mind.
Fuck it.
No, hang on. Wait. Boys. Let's keep it quiet. Wait. Hang on. Pinnacle, please make your point because I have something to say about the Cassidy and Meek Mill situation as well. But Pinnacle, please make your point first.
I mean, you know, to each his own. If you wanna, you know what I'm saying? You wanna let other people dictate what you do with your art, then so be it. That's it. Cassidy okay. And Meek Mill got shit on Cassidy.
Let me ask you a question. Let me jump in and ask a question quickly based on something that you said, which was, how did you say it? Basically, you got to do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, to get it in, to make it. Do you really believe that? Like, it's worth it?
I'm not putting it on a bag. I'm not going to say, like, oh, shit, you got to go suck a dick. It'll get to you.
But that's what they do.
I'm not saying no shit like that. I'm saying as far as, like, all right. Okay, let me explain this shit. Okay, like Wayne, everybody said they don't like Wayne this and that. I mean, that's everybody got their own opinions. Everybody like Jesus. Like, Wayne, one of my favorite artists out. I mean, every time I listen to him, I look at he got like some crazy goddamn metaphor. So I'm not saying you need to sell your soul. All I'm saying is sometimes you gotta basically change your theme. You can't keep coming up with the same old shit because you're gonna get tired. Basically, you gotta just change it up sometimes to get where you wanna be. Like, just like that one hit wonder shit, Soulja Boy, whack as hell. But he came out with that little crank that shit. Everybody was on it. That nigga making money. So you can't jock somebody from doing what they got to do. That shit whack as hell, but people listening to it.
All right, Pinnacle.
Okay.
I was going to say, Pinnacle, you actually doing that right now, man. You taking trap music, which is something that is popular right now nationwide, and you putting actual bars into the trap music. That's something that's actually do you think that that's something that could actually become a trend? Because I'm assuming this is what the young brothers are talking about. Do you think that's something that could actually become a trend, taking trap music or whatever the popular theme is of the day and actually putting bars into it?
Yeah, of course.
Good answer. Yeah. I like that.
What
I'm sorry. I'm used to talking to my brother Will. My brother Will, if I ask him any question, I get a doctoral dissertation from it.
20-minute lecture.
I'm passionate about this thing called hip hop. I mean, you could tell the difference with the age, man. Like, some people really look at hip hop and rap and separate that. You know what I'm saying? To some people, it's more about the voice and what you're saying opposed to just making it. You know what I'm saying? With that being stated, it's like two different fights. I understand you want to make it and accomplish your dreams, but what are you going to do in order to get from point A to point B? That's what you got to ask yourself. And with the young men speaking of, I agree with a lot of things you're saying as far as like being diverse and switching it up. Yeah, of course. Look at DMX. You know what I mean? I love DMX. Don't get me wrong. I love everything DMX done, but like X hasn't switched it up. You know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah. And with that being said, you know, you come to today's world, I think it steps beyond hip-hop. It's the mind state of us as people. You know what I mean? Like, people really put out anything and exploit anything. You know, watch what's going to happen next. We're going to have some military cats talking about shooting people because we got some military dude in Cali shooting up people. I mean, that's just what it is. Whatever sells records sell for you guys, you know what I mean? Some of us doing music for a different purpose beyond just selling records. We trying to get a point across and bring hip hop back to what it was meant to be, you know?
Thank you so much. Well, I hate to cut you off, you know what I mean? But you know, we've come to the wonderful end of this great discussion. Guys, thank you so much for this great. I loved your viewpoints. I love the way that you insulted me, attacked my musical taste. And you know, you basically made me look like a Neanderthal. Thank you very much. Oh, Jack, we can't hear you on the mic though, because you know your mic is off. I don't know what you've been doing to that mic, Jack, with your mouth, but it's not really working for you. So anyway, moving on. Like, yo, guys, thank you so much. Hey, Jack, stop it, man. Come on.
That was corny. That was a terrible joke. Anyway, Nanu, shut up. All right, listen, y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. Thank y'all for coming on. We appreciate it.
I'm trying to say thank you.
Nanu, be quiet. Be quiet.
You be quiet. You be quiet.
Don't make me cut your mic. Don't make me kick you off the show. All right, thank you very much. Listen, everybody, thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming on. Nanu, will you stop? Nanu, will you shut up?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Damn, kids, man. These damn kids, bro, I swear. All right, man. Anyway, thank y'all very much. Rookies, Pinnacle, Will, Anna, thank y'all very much. I appreciate y'all very much. We're going to get into the final few songs of this of the show. We got Joey Budden coming up featuring Joel Ortiz and Crooked Eye Skeletons. We got Aspect featuring Mickey Facts, Memphis Bleek, and Freeway, Lyrically Untouchable. That's the remix. And we're going to close it off with a classic joint by Queenpin, Party Ain't a Party. Thank you, Nanu, for those wonderful selections as well.
What's up?
All right, thank y'all. We'll see y'all in a minute.
Peace.
I got some skeletons locked in the closet, yeah, yeah. And I've been dying, dying just to find an outlet, yeah. And I'm hoping that no one finds out about it, yeah, yeah. Wishing maybe it'll disappear, but I doubt it, I doubt it.
Damn. Look over my shoulder, not knowing where it's coming from, but knowing that it's coming. I was bugging as a youngin', now I'm running from a something that'll even out my dumb decisions. The night I shot and had him bleeding out his lungs and spitting. Do any sins go unforgiven? I hope not, cause most of mine were hunger driven. Nothing in my mother kitchen, stomach sounding like the clouds ignited and the thunder hitting. So the Wells grew kid ended up with more than a couple missing. So not a chef, but now the cocaine forever cooking. I love kids, but now I'm selling to a pregnant woman, stumbling through the project in the AM with a cup in my hand, gun on my waist, and I don't give a fuck is my plan. You'll never understand my palm sweat, followed by a shortness of breath, then my heart jets, and I ain't find a calm yet. Go on, let shorty sing, cause ain't nowhere in hell to say Joel is brave enough to tell you anything.
I got some skeletons locked in the closet, yeah, yeah. And I've been dying, dying just to find an outlet.
And I'ma let the conversation rock. I got skeletons in my closet. The living dead, living a nigga head behind a combination lock. When will the occupation stop and make it a vacant lot? The black mamba when I crack vodka, I'ma take a shot and hope them stowaways go away before the anchor drop. Yo, thanks a lot. I'm a bottle drinking nutcase. Cover a double XL behind M, I had the drunk face. I steadily dream about cleaning these demons out. In order to clean them out, you gotta scream and shout all of your secrets out loud. It starts
started as a kid at my school desk. Aced every quiz, but I wanted to pass the cool test. Ain't nothing cool about school shopping at the thrift store and living in an abandoned station wagon because you was piss poor. So I started stealing all of the clothes that the other kids wore. That's when the skeletons moved into my mind on the sixth floor. And more came through Crooked Eyes Youth. I slowly started moving them out my closet into this mic booth. For real, bro.
I got some skeletons locked in the closet. Fade away, they seem to stay. Comfortable in my conscience, you live in my dreams. They say time heals it all, then why's pain still with me?
See, the problem is I know it all. Or maybe the problem is that I just show it all. Maybe they're thinking that I should be ashamed of my actions, but really there's no remorse. Maybe the Lord will decide that I suffered enough and let me live with no withdrawals. Then again, all of what means is he deemed that I'm much too important to focus on. We can talk about pain 24-7, dog, that's my department. Inner city blues cruising, I'm blasting at Marvin. Skeletons ain't in my closet, that's my apartment. And they like to hide behind $1,000 fabrics and garments. It's all bleak to me. Tell my pop I ain't bothered when he don't speak to me. I love you, but it's weak to me. On one hand, life is short and there's no excuse to do it. You was missing half my life, dog, I'm kinda used to it. Modern day son of Sam, judge what you don't understand. Me against the world, I plan on winning, no, I'm under man. One see through the eyes of a monster, look through my glasses tint. My roommates can stay here, just take care of half the rent.
I got some skeletons locked in the closet.
I give them punchlines, they can eat a knuckle sandwich. Crumbled napkins litter around my feet. I'm on that Atkins, nigga, rappers I eat. Vegetable to instrumental, leave it beat. Cause on the beat, I'm worse than the cop walking the street. Easter egg, Mick Grimes, scarier. Sad how I hurt cats is my criteria. Jogging in Siberia, sprinting when I'm mobile. So I don't need a boost, that's word to my carrier. Untouchable, market me as a giant. Masseuse problems, had a problem with me as a client. Now that's a happy ending.
Scott Summers when I open eyes. Aspect opens minds. Each line divides time when I rhyme. I guess I'm counterclockwise. I make you feel the real with the prosthetic limb. With these overhead bars, your chest feels like an iron gym. Squares cut corners, your career's at a stop. Octagon, just in case you think I'm too out the box. I'm detrimental to any instrumental. My mental is designed to bury a pen and pencil. I overshine the eclipse with graphic 16s. That's compatible to 64-bit rhyme scripts. Got you building bridges over the fire that exists. But cross and even half links coming. I'm King Cooper's kid. Aspect is coming and staying upon arrival. The main event where each punch needed a subtitle. It's Aspect.
Untouchable. Untouchable, lyrically I'm uncrushable, lyrically I'm uncrushable, lyrically I'm
untouchable, untouchable. Keep bell money cause nobody's uncomfortable. Flow's marvelous, so wonderful. When I'm in the room, make other rappers uncomfortable. Freeze and keep it real, you know I took the steel. And I came to get the bills like I'm from Buffalo. Yeah, Philly gigolo, get your whole liquor low, get a dough. Was murder on the streets, now I'm murder on the record. Murder your freakly, your bitch butt naked. We're from North Philly, we're reckless. If you got a safe through, you better protect it. If you neglect it, you know it gets your grins. I Wu-Tang your clan, I've been a man like Method. We're rap stars, ex-drug dealers, whole world fillers.
Lyrically, I'm untouchable. Lyrically, I'm uncrushable. Lyrically, I'm untouchable, uncrushable. Lyrically, I'm untouchable.
Know how to get them on hand. When feel right, he's here for y'all. Blinks, get up! Hey, yo. Flooded watch, big chain, nothing changed. 20K in the clothes, ho, still the same. Tell the waiter, fuck bottles, bring the case. I gave the lawyer the bonus, he beat the old case. And I'm here like, I don't give a fuck, stealth mode. I've been under radar, still getting money. So tell them haters, Brooklyn, we back, that's fact. They don't understand that, they get clapped. Cop straight, you beg, I don't buy. Sell it whole, break it down, no got time. And I'm still spending block money from 9-6. Still spinning through the block in a hard top six. Ain't nothing different about myth or who's shipping it. Just the right time to show you youngins what the business is. Untouchable, uncrushable. I'm with a bad bitch, I let her roll a brother too.
Lyrically, I'm untouchable. Lyrically, I'm uncrushable. Lyrically, I'm untouchable, uncrushable. Lyrically, I'm untouchable. Lyrically, I'm uncrushable.
Welcome to the rooftop. As Little Man presents to you, she's the magnificent, the queen.
As I walk into this city, I can feel you digging me with your glass of Remy. You had one too many, but still I'm impressed with your wild out in me. It's a party, and I got to run on through. But maybe later on, we can chat over boo. See, I thought you knew. Ain't no delaying what I'm saying. Want me to rewind, select up my track, hit one way. I said, it's a party, I got to run on through. We rolling 20 plus, you can follow if you choose. See, ain't nothing changed since the days of the Q. Except the elimination, the one that you up my crew. Yeah, it's you. But true, I got the brows on you. You can catch me at the bar, being shady to my old crew. How I do, make moves like I'm shooting. Catch me on the rebound, or maybe at the tunnel.
You know a party ain't a party till this red or blue. And leave it to my crew, it's gon' be player proof. After 3 rounds, we gon' blow off this roof. A party ain't a party till this red or blue. Yeah, a party ain't a party till this red or blue. And leave it to my crew, it's gon' be player proof. After 3 rounds, we gon' blow off this roof.
Down the whole bottle of Henny, peeping shorties in my business, seeing many. But there's something about you, you seem off the hook, giving me that I wanna say something new. Plus that dress you wearing, got my whole team staring. You not bouncing with me, I'm not hearing. Licking the lips, for real, like you really wanted. Is you dealing with the cat that's blunt? Play for real, shorty rock is you down. To go hard with the champ a whole round. You see, I have my eyes on you from way across the room. You look so good from over here. I can smell your perfume, I assume. If I tried to come and get you, you'd think that I was only out to hit you. To use an intelligent chick with an innocent type of smile. Held my temptations back for a while. Told my brother Charlie, I'll be back here. That's Pretty Lewis, thing, nice to wash my jacket. Laid the dust to my lips, put the drink in my hand. Took a sip, let my legs expand. Cause
that's how we do. From Jacob, from me and you. I give a shout out to the whole crew. From New York City to Chicago too.
Yeah. We're partying the party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew, it's gon' be player proof. After 3 hours, we gon' blow off this roof. We're partying the party till it's red or blue. Yeah, we're partying the party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew, it's gon' be player proof.
run through it. Pick 'em, sick 'em, stick 'em, that's how I do it. Groove it, get down, keeping y'all moving. Certified game type proven. Alright, dealer of the dance floor, making all y'all stomp and clap. You feeling me? Damn sure. I had the answers for your dancers since way back, putting it down like that.
I came in the door, 20 or more. Watch the dance floor, cause we like it raw. Dawn got my head spinning like a set of rims. Love the butter like a pair of Timbs. What the deal, shorty? Wanna rock with me? Take it back through the rock with me. Spin the cast like Monopoly. Word slurred and my vision is blurred. But a party ain't a party till I slide with a bird. Whoa.
Party ain't a party till it's ran all through. Yo, that was my joint, man. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. Yo, Nanu, man, I'm still thinking about the live show, man. You did kind of get roasted. It's all good, though, man. Like, I hope, no hard feelings, man, no hard feelings.
Man, Jack, I don't even want to talk about it, Jack. I just, you know, like, Jack, it comes to a certain point in time where, you know, you look at these fools and you just want to shoot them. I mean, you know, like, it's just so, I'm going to say disrespectful because they went beneath disrespect. I feel tarnished, Jack. I feel like I'm in a walk of shame after being, you know, after being roofied or something. I mean, you know, it's just whatever, man. You know, we bigger, we better than that, Jack. It's whatever, man. I'm a better person. I'm a better person for taking, I can take it and I can live with it. I mean, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be able to live with it. I know they would find Pinnacle or Club Naked, you know, on his set, smash him with a bottle. I would never do that, of course. It may be an idea that may run through my mind, you know. Find Anna Kemper on the street somewhere, push her, you know, so she slips on her crutches and messes up her other ankle. I mean, those would be things that someone vengeful would think about. Like those young boys, you know, you get them hooked up on some charges in America, so, you know, they got to go to jail. I mean, that's things. I mean, you know, somewhat vengeful to think about, but I would never do that. I'm not a vengeful person, even after the verbal assault. Like, it was a grievous verbal assault, you know?
See, I know you didn't attack, I noticed you didn't attack King Muscle himself, Will.
Oh, Will King? No, don't worry about him. Oh, Mr. No Neck? I got something special for, I got something special for Will. You know what I mean? He won't be king no more. It'll be Will Jackass. Yeah, right. I said it. Shots fired, Will. Shots fired.
Yeah. Anyway, man, these last three tracks, Joe Budden featuring Joel Ortiz and Crooked Eye, Skeletons. I mean,
Dope. You can't even front, Jack.
That's
a deep song, Jack. That song touched. I didn't even want to put a Joe Budden song because people are like, yo, now you're such a Joe Budden. You know, you're Joe Budden stan. I was not trying to put on, but then I heard his new CD, No Love Lost, and I heard that track, and I was like, I can't. The people got to hear it. They got to feel the pain. They got to see what Nanu goes through sometimes, too, represented by Joe Budden, Joel Ortiz, and the main man that you love, Jack Crooked Eye.
Yeah, Crooked's dope. I have nothing negative to say about this song, actually, bro, but I can say that I was disappointed by Joe Budden's album. Coming off of the Last Quarter mixtape, I expected more from the album, but I was disappointed.
I didn't, Jack, to be honest, because I was expecting him to try to reach out to the mainstream, and I respect him for that because there are a lot of songs that actually you can ride out to. The thing is that because, Jack, you have a certain viewpoint about certain rappers, and I respect your viewpoint, Jack, because, you know, I'm still recovering from the verbal ass whooping I just took now, so I don't need no more punches, you know. I'm saying, like, you see songs, like, for example, you see a song with Wiz Khalifa, the French Montana. I know you're not gonna listen to it, Jack. You'll skip through it,
right?
But as soon as you hear Montana, you're like, I can't hear this no more.
Exactly.
But for me, I'm a different type of dude. I'm a musical expert, Jack. That's why, you know, in order to excel, you have to go in the trenches and find the dirt. you find the diamonds in the dirt. You have to listen to everything. I listen to a lot of songs. Icy, you know what I mean? Everyone who says like certain rappers suck, I'm like, I can understand they'll say that. But even with the rappers that suck, you find a dope track. You know what I mean? Jack,
I just think you're attracted to the dirt. Like, you're attracted to French Montana because of how bad he sucks. So you kind of, you know, you decide in yourself, like, I don't want to really, if I don't really want to listen to anything lyrical, I just want to listen to something that's going to make me dance, enjoy. So then you go, you look for the French Montanas and the Futures and the 2 Chainz just to give you that energy. And I can respect that. I can dig that, but just don't consider it good music. That's not necessarily good music.
Listen,
use it as a perfect example, right? Bands to make a dance. We talked about it last week, right? The instrumental itself is banging. The instrumental is a dope instrumental, period. Right? The remixes and the freestyles I've heard off of that beat have been pretty damn good. But the original song is terrible. Same thing with 99% of, what's the joint? I can't remember the joint by French Montana. French Montana has this one song where the beat is nuts, right?
Shot Caller.
That's the song I'm thinking of. The beat is bananas, as they say. But the song, like French Montana is trash, yo. He's totally garbage. You don't listen to French Montana if you want to hear lyrics. Like, this is the kind of thing I'm learning. But
no,
just don't consider it
no.
good music. Anyway,
Jack,
man,
I want to talk about
something that does have good lyrics on it. And that would be the next song, Aspect, featuring Mickey Fax, Memphis Bleek, and Freeway, lyrically untouchable. That joint,
the remix, Jack. The remix.
That was ill. That good choice on that one.
Yeah, Jack. I mean, you know, thank you very much, Jack. Look, I'm musical excellence. Without question, Jack. You know what I mean? You know, I don't really care what others, like those buffoons in the live podcast, may say. But I know what I am. But moving on, Jack, quickly. I want to regress quickly. Let's regress. Look, I like French Montana. You may think he's not lyrical, but I've heard some songs about French Montana where he actually has bars that stand out to him. You know what I mean? I love Shot Caller. I mean, I love the song initially, and I love the video when I saw that girl with that. I'm moving on. Yeah, let's move on quick. Yeah, so number 8, the last track. King Trent.
No, number 7. We ain't talked about Lyrically Untouchable yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to skip over that quickly. Yeah, but no, my bad. You're right. The song is dope. The sample they used for the hook with the man, rest in peace, Christopher Wallace, B.I.G. Crazy song, and the bars are crazy. I like Mickey Fax. I never used to like him, and I started listening to him. I mean, he's pretty dope. Freeway, like, I know you love Freeway, Jack, but me, his voice just irritates. He irritates me.
Man, Freeway and Mickey burned everybody on, burned Aspect of Memphis on the song. First of all, if I had to rank it, it's 1 and 2 for me between Mickey and Freeway. I would actually say, you know what? Originally, I said that Freeway got everybody. But when I went back and listened to Mickey's verse, Mickey actually got everybody. For me, it was Mickey, Freeway, Aspect, and then Bleek. Like, Mickey Fax, I got a lot of respect for him, too. Like, he's dope. He's a dope MC. But the one I was disappointed with, but I guess I can't really say I had high expectations for, was Memphis Bleek. Bleek, you know, I haven't heard him in so long that I was just hoping that he'd come out and, you know, since he's seasoned now, he'd come out and actually put something out that I would enjoy, but it was, you know, whack as everything else Bleek has ever put out, so whatever.
I'm not gonna really hate on Bleek, because I actually like some Bleek joints. Like, I remember around here that was a dope track by Bleek. So anyway, you know, but I mean, Jack, you're entitled to your opinion. I mean, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I mean, everyone has an asshole too, so it's the same thing, you know, as far as I'm concerned. And I look at certain people, you know, you know, quickly, you know, the last track, classic track,
classic.
Party at the Party. Yes. I mean, you know, featuring my man, Mr. Lost Boys, Mr. Cheeks. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy. I love that track so much. I used to remember rocking out to that track when I was young, because, I mean, I was very young, Jack. I think you were around 23, 24 when that song came out, but I was very, very young.
Oh, wow.
I was still in high school.
What year was that again?
I mean, someone was old. That's, I can't, maybe 75. I don't know. I mean, what year was that? But I mean, it was still when Mike Tyson was popping. So that's 90 something. You know what I mean? You know, early when I was very young. You know, so Yeah, remember that song was crazy. I had a crush on Queen Pen, like, you know, because she had that little tattoo on the one part of her cleavage, and I'd never seen that before. Because, you know, I grew up very innocent. I still am very innocent, ladies. I'm a good man, you know. So yeah, and then
98. It was 1998.
1998. Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was earlier.
Nah, I was a junior in high school. 98.
He was a junior in college. He was lying. But anyway, you know.
Yo, you really sound like dude from Sesame Street, the Count. You remember the Count from Sesame Street? One cookie. That's who you sound. I've been trying to figure out what your laugh reminds me of for the longest. Now I remember. Thank you. Count Nanu. That's your new name.
Count Nanu.
And now, you know what? I'm happy. Since you know, I'm ill with the Photoshop thing, you know, don't be surprised if you see a photo of Nanu merged with the Count. Yeah, that's coming soon. Everybody pay attention. Look for the Soundcast. What was that sound, yo?
That was, I don't know, that was a side, Jack, you know, because, you know, inside, you know, I just realized that, you know, Jack, I'm going to stay calm. Like, have you realized this podcast, I didn't get mad at all? I didn't say anything, I didn't get heated.
You couldn't get mad because of how you got roasted in the live show. That, of course you couldn't get mad. So anyway.
Man. Whatever, man. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, people pick on, like I said before, people always pick on what stands out. And people don't understand the greatness. So they hate on it. And I can't hate on that. So it takes a small mind to understand large things. This is what happened.
All right, before you know, Nanu gets
small minds together.
Before Nanu continues like beating his chest. All right, let's tell people how to go ahead and get to us. First of all, if you want to reach us by email. I'm sorry, Nanu. I'm sorry, what did you say? Okay.
I just said the weak-minded individual, Jack. That's all. But yeah, you're right. Please let them know about the contact details.
Yeah, if you would like to reach Nanu and, you know, talk to him for whatever reason, first of all, you can reach him by his Twitter, at The Wolf Speaks. You can reach me on my Twitter, at Real Jackzilla. You can also email us at sss@showkingsent.com. Also, please go ahead and hit up the Facebook group, or not Facebook group, the Facebook page, SKE Soundcast. You can find us there. You can find us on Tumblr, skesoundcast.tumblr.com, or of course go to showkingsent.com. You can find our Tumblr there. But one of the things that we want to stress to all of you who are listening, thank you very much for listening. It's very important for us at this point in time for you to go ahead and click that subscribe button on iTunes. Please, please, please subscribe. If you want to listen to us mobily, you can listen to us and subscribe to us through Stitcher Radio. Just download the Stitcher Radio application and look up SKE Soundcast. You'll find us there. But please, everybody, we urge you, please subscribe. All right, it really will help us out. We're trying to make some moves, but in order to do that, we have to show subscribers, not just listeners. All right, so subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. I'm gonna be pushing that, you know, for the longest. So, yeah.
And yeah, thank you very much. You know, and on another note, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up soon, ladies. I would like to wish all of y'all a happy Valentine. I don't have a Valentine because, you know, sex and boys just stay single. That's how it works. You know, to keep my status, I have to stay single. That's my excuse. That's what I'm going to stick to. Jack, I hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Say he has to stay single just because he is single and he wants to make it look like he's doing it on purpose. But whatever works. I mean, Nanu, listen.
Like, I was being nice, Jack. I was actually going to say something very positive and nice to you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Jack, as usual, you always have, Jack, look, you know what, Jack? I've never sworn at you before. I've got close, but I've never sworn at you. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you know.
Maybe not on the show. But don't say you never sworn at me.
Hey, listen.
We've had enough drinks together where we can we're beyond that. We can say that's not true. But anyway.
Hey, let me tell you something, Jack. I drink water these days. I know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm a good man. I know what you're talking about, Jack. I drink my water. Okay.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jack, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure once again. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this. And please subscribe, as Jack has noted. Ladies, I'm going to tell you to subscribe. Nanu wants you to subscribe. You know, please subscribe. You know, I mean, your fellas, if you want to keep hating on Nanu, subscribe. You know what I mean? You know, it's just whatever. So like, we really enjoy it. We really enjoy what we do, and we're gonna try to build it and build it and build it. And thank you once again for this opportunity, people.
Yep, yep. And that's the and show, we everybody. Out. We appreciate everything. Thank you very much. See y'all next week. Peace.
Jack is an old man.